My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, the master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building in downtown Washington. You can learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. And Mark, this Republican presidential field seems to be pretty well set at this point. So which impression have you drawn?
You know, none of them really have. You know, you can just do Perry is just kind of watered down Bush, so there's nothing very exciting there. And, you know, none of the other guys really have anything that's crazy, distinctive about it. You know, you go out as Mitt Romney and you just play like the robot like we used to do for John Kerry or Al Gore, and people seem to think, yeah, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's more of the costuming, I guess, with Newt's white hair and maybe... I know a lot of folks on Twitter, actually more women than anybody else, were commenting on Michelle Bachmann's outfit at one of the recent debates. They thought she was running for captain of the Love Boat instead of...
We always say that, you know, Michelle Bachmann, the way she, you know, she's got that raccoon makeup, she's got to be careful or Sarah Palin might try to shoot her.
Oh, gosh. But the guy who is lurching to the front of the polls, surprisingly, is Herman Cain. Everyone who's followed the race knows he... has been the chairman of Godfather's Pizza and has turned around several other businesses as well. But this is the first time he's running for president. He did run for Senate a few years back and did not win the Republican nomination. So he's now getting a lot more attention than he'd probably gotten in the past. And it's interesting to watch him try and navigate that.
Yeah, lurching to the lead is a perfect way to describe it. You know, whoever gets in the lead, then the other guys spend their time tearing him down and waiting for them to make some kind of gaffe. And you know, it's the Republicans just love to kill front runners, don't they?
It would seem that way. Although Romney, who is kind of like the stayed right there in the mid 20s, has kind of watched this whole parade of folks go up and down, whether it's Bachmann or Perry, and now Cain's up there. We'll see how long he lasts. And as always, the Capitol Steps not going to let a major change in the presidential race escape their humorous take. So, what can we expect in this one?
Well, this is just kind of a little upbeat, kind of soulful, almost disco-y R&B version of a tune to get people on board with Cain.
All right.
Hi, I'm Herman Cain. And I'm just trying to make my presidential campaign a little bit more entertaining. Because as you know, in every movie, things always get a little bit more interesting when the pizza delivery guy arrives. So let's bring out a couple hot slices.
People all over the world,
yeah,
join hands.
Come on.
Start to love Cain.
Yeah.
Love Cain.
That's right.
Pizza will give to the world.
Yeah.
Join hands.
Come on.
Start to love Cain.
That's right.
Love Cain.
The deficits we've made, I will defeat ya. Tell all the House and Senate, here's what we do. Grab that budget bill, it's like a pizza, yeah. Delivered in 30 minutes, minutes to you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Join
you want that budget balanced? I'll give it to you in 30
Cain.
Minutes or less.
Love
or free we from. And what's a Barack Obama
join
pizza?
Cain.
It's a deep dish because he's from Chicago
Cain.
And uses too much
love
dough.
Cain.
A black Republican is like a fable. Like seeing a unicorn, a red event, yeah. Please don't think that this Cain is just not able to be the first and second black president. Oh, yeah!
People all over the world.
And all these other candidates,
hands,
they're cheesy and flaky. But I'm the real black tea, party favorite. Wouldn't you rather talk
join
pizza
hands,
instead of politics?
Start to love
so vote
Cain.
For me. And I'll throw in a free order of crazy bread. And remember, it'll only cost you $9.99. So let's ride, let's ride. Come on, y'all, let's ride. Clap your hands, y'all.
People all over the world. love.
Come on.
Join hands.
That's right.
Start to love Kane. Love Kane.
Come on, y'all.
People all over the world.
That's right.
Join hands.
No.
Start to love Kane.
That's right.
Love Kane.
Don't you wanna try to love Kane?
Oh, Mark, in your research for Herman Cain, I don't know if you saw this video they did about 20 years ago. I think it was at some sort of corporate event. It was a skit, and he basically sang Imagine, but it was all about pizza. So imagine there's no pizza. And I'll tell you what, it was obviously kind of corny and might be a little bit embarrassing now that he's on the campaign trail. But if he is elected, he might be one of the presidents with the best singing voices out there.
Wow. Well, you know, and if he doesn't, maybe he can maybe have a job opening for him over here.
I'm sure he's got you on speed dial in case things go south in Iowa and New Hampshire. But, the Capitol steps, obviously, I'm sure you all have diverse political beliefs personally. But from a comedy standpoint, which of these eight do you think would give you the most material over the next 4 years?
Well, you know, we're still hoping, you know, that we're going to go back to the future and there's talk of a McCain-Bob Dole ticket. And we think that might be where we'd really have to put our money as far as comedy gold. But we'll just have to wait and see. You know, inevitably these guys, if they're not really funny themselves, they always surround themselves with people that are very funny.
Yeah, that's true. Family members sometimes have been comedy gold for whether it's Jimmy Carter or some of these other folks. Clinton had a brother that...
Roger Clinton and all them, yeah.
Exactly. Mark, a lot of fun yet to be had. The votes are still a couple months away. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. You can get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.